But in the South, as you know, China will remain the major market. It is an inevitable question, not only for Solomon Islands, but for all the South countries, and even the OECD countries, even the North. And so that inevitability cannot be eliminated from the equations of the way that we manage our international relations, international economy, international trade, and even our foreign policy. It might be an issue that will be left as a silent issue in terms of our diplomacy, but it is an active trade matter and relations. And so for people to use it as a way to basically raise an issue for a political region or for a specific interest, I would suggest to them that please, you know, look at it in a global context where China is really the kitchen of the whole world.
Diplomatically, Solomon Islands has always recognised Taiwan rather than the People's Republic of China. Most of your exports go to mainland China. Do you see the day when Solomon Islands might move to recognise Beijing instead of Taipei?
Well, the diplomatic crews that both sides of China have agreed upon is the real opening. It's a real opening that will bring about a more dynamic discussion into the way that all interested parties, you know, between Asia Pacific and globally will have in these Chinas. And I see that there's going to be a better trading arrangement with both of them into the future, or even if they have to live to better respect the sovereign rights of each other.
China is reported to be holding a summit with Pacific leaders in China later this year. If you were invited, would you attend?
Well, as you know, that in diplomacy, you have to respect diplomacy first. But at the same time, you've got to give due respect also to trade and investment. And at the same time, you must also understand that Solomon Islands is a member of the South-South Cooperation, the group of 77, plus China. So these are inevitable issues that we have to consider them, where we stand in terms of our advantage position to be able to gain a better position in terms of our relations to promote trade, investment, capital movement for the betterment of our country. And so it should be a respected invitation. But it's at the same time, diplomacy has to be respected.
Have you had any overtures from China about the meeting?
I've read about it in the paper.
There are a lot of forces on Solomon Islands that might make recognition of Beijing over Taipei the logical way to go. What would it take to change Solomon's mind on recognising Taiwan?
As I've said, you know, there's a truce between both Chinas. And I do hope that the diplomatic truce that have been demonstrated by both sides of China will bring about better opportunities into the future.
So what sort of better opportunities are you looking at for Solomon Islands?
Well, opportunities will come about, you know, as this opening of a better relations will move to a more dynamic way of encompassing other engagements rather than just political issues, but into trade and economy. In fact, they are trading very well right now. Both sides are respecting the institutions of both sides. And these are better openings for people outside. So it is not an issue that you can prompt it to whichever people that or parties that have an interest into the Chinas. It's an opportunity that will just open up automatically, that will bring about the change in approach from outside into China.